So this is Alex Evans from Extreme Radio and Swansea Student Media interviewing Vant just before their performance at Hoyfest in Cardiff. So I saw your some snaps from your gig last night and it looked pretty mental in Bath. So are you expecting something like that tonight?
Yeah, I think it was the first night of our tour last night. It sold out and it was, as you say, very mental. There was a lot of people on stage and everything broke in the process.
It was hot.
It was very,
very hot, sauna-esque.
So yeah, hopefully more of the same tonight.
Cool, thank you. So the biggest question from me being a Swansea student media is, now you've performed in both Cardiff and Swansea, which is, what's the better venue, better city?
Hands down Swansea. Swansea's, we have a bias because our bass player's from Swansea.
Yeah.
And we've spent a lot of time in the Gower.
In Sandy Lane.
Which is a very beautiful part of the world. And yeah, I guess because it's Billy's home crowd, they're always a bit more rowdy in Swansea.
Yeah, we always have a good time.
Yeah, I saw you just before your...
Can I just say Cardiff is really good as well. Cardiff's always been really great for us, so...
That bit's probably going to get cut out now.
It's fine. It's the truth.
So I read recently on your Twitter that you're planning on performing some cover songs as part of some of your sets. Could you give us a sneak peek at any that are coming up?
No.
Nothing.
It's top secret.
Ruin the magic.
Okay, thank you. Well, I had to ask.
You did have to ask.
So yourselves are very well known for being quite a politically charged band.
Quite.
just a little bit. Do you think that more musicians should use like their position to spread a similar message?
I think they are. I think there's a lot of bands out there that even if they don't necessarily write about lyric, they don't use their voice lyrically. They do use their voice on social media and by doing events and charity work and everything. And I think, you know, there's more and more artists that are teaming up to try and make a difference. So I think it's really great. I think we live in a climate now where young creative people want to express their fear and anxieties about the world. We just do it in a very direct sense, I guess. And, you know, that is, we can't do anything else. That's the difference between us and a lot of bands. But, you know, I think most people agree with what we do and we share the same opinions, you know. So I think it's actually very positive at the moment.
Cool, thank you. So what do you like to do in your time like outside of your music?
We're quite healthy. We run and stuff like that and play football.
Yeah, lots of footy and I'm going to think about doing yoga actually as well.
Are you really?
Yeah.
My girlfriend can teach Pilates to you.
I've threatened to get her to teach me for quite a while but never followed through with it.
So. I don't know, like just... things normal people do, I guess, you know.
But I guess it's quite hard because recently we've been very proactive anyway, so it's kind of like you don't really see it as outside of music because it's always like an inherent thing. So like we'll always like do something usually every day related to, you know, like whether it be like writing new songs or whatever. There's always something going on.
We work hard.
Yeah, we do.
A bit of a cheeky question. Have you got any fun tour stories from either you or any bands that you've toured with?
Probably quite a few.
Probably many.
Any that you're willing to repeat?
I met James Murphy from LCD Sound System this summer.
Very close.
And became good friends with him, which was really nice.
I met a guy in Belgium who gave me a ridiculous waffle. That's my best friend from Belgium.
That was your claim to Belgic fame.
My Belgique fame, yeah.
Because that's definitely what the word is for Belgish people.
Belgish, Flemish.
Flemish?
Yeah.
That'll do.
That's the language, isn't it?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was like, you know, I just saw him backstage at a festival and he's one of my heroes. And then I just kind of chatted on to him and then he invited me backstage and he had like a giant wine cellar with like 50 different bottles of red wine and 50 different bottles of white wine and was just kind of feeding me different grapes and telling me about them and chatted to him about David Bowie and stuff because he worked with him quite before he died. It was very, very surreal. But yeah, that was pretty fun.
Cool. We've got very much a similar setup here. There's lots of bottles of water in the back and
yeah.
pot noodles.
Some pen
derin.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not quite at that level of success yet that warrants 100 bottles of wine per show, yeah. But one day, maybe.
What would you say was the defining aspect of a Vant concert?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think it's about escapism in a way. Like, yeah. Obviously, what we talk about is really important, and it's something that we're very passionate about. But I think live music for me is quite cathartic. It's like kind of expressing your anger in a different way and being allowed to kind of release a lot of pent up energy, but also in a peaceful manner where, you know, hopefully everyone's in a safe environment, even though they're having fun and jumping around and stuff. And I think to me, that's like really powerful. I think people in power would fear that if they could see it, because young people given that much of a shit about the world and using their bodies to express themselves in group numbers, obviously the bigger and bigger it gets as well, the more effect that has. I think, you know, the idea of that pouring out into the streets must be pretty terrifying to corporations, but eventually one day maybe it will, and maybe the world will change, who knows.
Yeah, I do feel like there is something coming, the way the world's going at the moment.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you'd like to tell the students of Swansea, that something that's like important to you that you'd like to get across?
I think just talk to each other is the main thing. A lot of change starts with discussion, reasonable discussion, and understanding other people's opinions that don't necessarily agree with you, and learning about the reasons why they believe what they do, and giving yourself an opportunity to tell them why you feel the way that you do. And between sort of that, you can actually meet compromise and make it sort of something where people might change their views, and allowing people to form their own beliefs more than anything. There's no point in shouting at people and ramming it down their throat, because people don't want that. People want to come to their own conclusions. But yeah, it all starts with discussion and not just shouting into the vacuum of the internet to people that agree with you, because that's the only people that see it. So yeah, talk to people in real life.
Thank you. What kind of what music are you listening to at the moment, like outside of Vant music?
I really love the new Tiger Cub album, Abstract Figures in the Dark.
Yeah, it's great.
To be honest, I think because we're writing quite a lot at the minute, it's quite hard to like listen to a lot of stuff when you're writing, I think. For me, anyway, I tend to sort of constantly repeat things that I'm writing and trying to like nail down and change and alter and make as good as possible. So at the minute, I'm listening to ourselves quite a lot, actually.
I think spend a lot of time at the moment listening to, like, weirdly listening to Bob Dylan, because I never really did. So listen to a lot of that, like listen to Iggy Pop, like the new Iggy Pop records and stuff, which is great. And I don't know, like, just gone back to listening to loads of Blur as well, actually. Mm. So I don't know, that's like kind of, but it changes every day, like massively, so yeah.
And a couple more questions, but I read in an interview that you did a couple months ago that you've recorded your album not in one go, but as and when the songs are ready. Mm. What would you say were the benefits of recording like this as opposed to the normal way of just sitting in the studio and recording the album at once?
Well, I mean, we've got a really great relationship with our producer, Sam Miller, and because of that, we were given sort of the opportunity to go in and change things and revisit things that maybe, like, because of a financial restriction with a lot of producers, you wouldn't be able to do, or because it would cost you a fortune kind of thing. So because we're really good friends, I think we both just want it to be as good as it possibly can be. And obviously, as you say, like, when we signed with Parlophone, we had kind of what we thought was an album, but then we were given time to sort of write things and record new songs and develop them and make it into something that we are like really truly proud of. And yeah, it was quite an unusual way of doing things, but I don't think there's really any formula to things anymore. You know, like it's
literally how it works for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were, like it said, so lucky because a lot of the songs have changed so much and have just evolved. And there's you know, like we've never kind of said, like along the journey of doing it, it wasn't like, right, that's done. It's kind of always open for, you know, like if there's anything else, maybe. of work there, but it has, yeah, like we just go in like, you know, the odd afternoon and stuff and just tidy things up. But it's been a great way of doing it.
I think then that's what we're starting to do, you know, like looking, obviously you kind of always got to keep an eye on your following album, and we're starting to record stuff already for that, to just kind of keep building the pile of songs and making sure that you don't rest on your laurels. So I think for us it works. You know, one day it'd be quite nice to do an album in a sort of normal format, but I think for now it's like, it just seems like the sensible thing to do. So yeah, it's good.
What are your plans for the future of the band? Like, how far do you see this going? Is this something you'd like to carry on with for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, this is what we want to do for the rest of our lives. Not just because we love playing music, but because we want to change the world. We want to try and help people and make a difference and develop things outside of music that might have some resonance and some sort of sway to actually change the situation that we've found ourselves in. And obviously that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of thought. But the most important thing for us is if we can get ourselves to a level where our voice is big enough to do these things, then we can actually have a chance at helping the species in some way and finding people along the way that are like-minded and can join and advise you. And equally, if we can help out with the projects that we feel are beneficial and everything like that, it's like, it's all about that. And for us to get there, we need people to buy our records, we need people to come to our shows, we need people to like us on Facebook. It's just the consumerist reality that we live in. And if we don't do that, then the next faceless pop star will come along and people will just forget about us. And so now is crucial for us, and we need people to be sharing our message and our music with everyone that they know, because we genuinely believe in what we do and we genuinely believe that we can change things. So we need people's support.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I play Peace and Love basically every week on my radio show.
Well, thanks very much for that, and continue to do so, please.
And since one of your bandmates is from Swansea, did he show you any sort of hidden gems in Swansea while you were there that you might want to share?
We played foot golf.
Foot golf, we did, we won.
And me and Henry won. On our team. We had teams, didn't we?
Yeah, we won. Yes.
I mean, we did beat an 8-year-old girl.
Girl, yeah.
Not that there's any, girl or boy. She's actually really good, though.
Yeah, she was good. Well, I mean, they're all good, but we just triumphed.
Yeah. And but yeah, no, that was really fun. Like, we always love hanging out with Billy's family. They're such lovely people.
Yeah, they are great.
And really nice, and they always have us over. And it's, I just think it's a really, really beautiful. Wales in general is, like, absolutely super beautiful. Yeah. Like, I had no idea. Like, until I started touring with this band, I'd never been. And we quite often, like, drive through, like, the mountain ranges and stuff. And it's just, you guys are very lucky.
Yeah.
Could you tell us something about Vant that nobody knows about you?
No, because we're the most transparent band in the world.
Okay, thank you.
We preach honesty, and I think anything to know about us is already out there.
Yeah.
Unless you ask a question that reveals something else, you know. But I can't just pick something out.
No, yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't.
It's fine. Next time.
And then the final question is, when can we look forward to the release of your new album?
17th of February 2017.
Okay, thank you.
Should be able to like pre-order and stuff in the next month or so keep an eye out. And let's make this successful.
Okay.
For the sake of humanity.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome. Cheers.